Hi, this is astrologer DK Brainerd, and you're listening to the Stars for the People podcast on EmpowerRadio.com, empowering you. This is the podcast for the week of March 15th through the 22nd, and we're going to talk about the Pisces new moon that's happening on Monday, March 15th, and how that might affect us. And we'll look ahead later on in the show, we'll look ahead to the Aries ingress of the sun. So the sun going into the sign of Aries on March 20th, Saturday, which is the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere and the official start of the astrological year. And then I'd also like to share a childhood meditation that we did in our Archetypes Astrology Alchemy Soul Retrieval class that I'm teaching on Wednesdays in Royal Oak. It's not an inner child exercise per se, but the water signs are very they're very feeling oriented signs, and with the sun in the last week of Pisces of the or the last degrees of the sign of Pisces this week, even as the energy, we start to feel the energy picking up with Mars, the energy planet, now finally back in direct motion for the first time since right before Christmas, and Mercury moving into Aries this week, Mercury the planet of thought and communication, Venus already in the sign of Aries, and then the equinox, the Aries ingress, which is the start of the astrological new year. So Aries is action energy, and as the week goes on, I expect us to really feel that urge to act, picking up. But I thought, why not take advantage of this really sort of wonderful, mystical, strange part of the zodiac, the very last few days of the year, and tune in to, especially since we have Jupiter, the ruler of Pisces, in Pisces this year, bringing this really wonderful, you know, wherever Jupiter goes in the zodiac, Jupiter changes signs about approximately every year and spends about a year in each sign. So wherever Jupiter goes, he brings this energy of blessing and expansion and good fortune. And I'm thinking, why not take advantage of that and, you know, use that, as I've talked about in the Pisces a meditation series of ex-tempo videos, little short videos that I've been shooting in beautiful watery spots around southeast Michigan. And if you haven't checked those out, I've got links to those on my website at www.wordsforthepeople.com, where you can always get your free weekly horoscopes every Monday. As I've been talking about in those videos, you know, Pisces is, it's a water sign. It's one of the emotional signs. And it connects, what Pisces does is it connects inwardly. And ideally, we can flow with the sign of Pisces and align ourselves with that energy by putting ourselves into a meditative space and going inward. And, you know, one of the things that has been on my mind a lot lately, kind of coming up in, you know, in the weekly workshop and in my own experience and my work with clients, is that we tend to think in our consumerist culture, we tend to fall into the trap of thinking that abundance means adding something to us that we lack. And if you really sit with that even for a minute, you see the inherent contradiction in that. Because if we're in a state of lack, if we're identifying ourselves as in a state of lack and of needing something outside of ourselves, then where's the abundance there? And in reality, abundance actually happens by dissolving the blocks within us, inside of us, the programs, you know, the stuff that we got from family, from society, from TV, which is called programming, because it's entities that are programming us to want the things that they're selling us, or to feel that we need the things that they're selling us. But, you know, dissolving, really, abundance comes through dissolving those blocks and allowing our true inner self to emerge. And when we're living fully centered, when we're living fully and from our authentic self, then we have whatever we want and we attract whatever we need. You know, and there's the beautiful words in the Bible and that have always resonated with me. I think it's the, I want to say maybe it's the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says, "Consider the lilies of the valley. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet they are arrayed, you know, more finely than any other creature. The glory of God is in the lilies of the valley." And how the, you know, the birds of the air have whatever they need. And that promise is there for us too. And I've always thought, you know, if I could just walk in that place of trust. And that's ultimately the vision that Pisces holds for us when we go inside. And I do believe that we are learning to walk in that place of trust. And so in just a couple minutes, we'll get to that. And I want to do a... give you a little meditation that can take you back to childhood. There's such innocence and purity, you know, in that childhood state. And one of the things that we've been exploring in the Archetypes workshop is the idea that all of us as children know, we really know what we came here to do. And we have the full blueprint, you know, until it seems to be a feature of life on Earth that, you know, we have to go through this period where amnesia sets in, where negative hallucination sets in, and we negatively hallucinate away our connection to the divine and our knowledge that, you know, as Kerouac said, everybody knows everything. So I'd like to take you back to childhood here in a minute. First, I want to talk about the Pisces new moon that's happening on March 15th, Monday. And this new moon is, it's pretty wild. It's happening in a very close conjunction to both Mercury and Uranus. So Mercury, the planet of thought and communication, and Uranus, the energy of, it's a transpersonal energy of shock, surprise, lightning strikes, you know, sudden shocking change of circumstances, or and Uranus, sometimes called the Awakener, is always trying to get us in touch with our higher self and allow our authentic self to come through. And as I think we mentioned last week, this happens in a pretty volatile area of the zodiac, which is conjunct the or in a square to the galactic center at around 27 degrees Sagittarius. And the you know, the way I see this is, in a way, we have to be ready for... I actually feel this is going to be really positive. One thing that Uranus does when it activates, you know, so especially if this new moon... either conjoins or opposes or squares your sun, moon, or ascendant, or a particular point in your chart, Uranus energy blasts away the programs that we've built up around ourselves that keep us from being free. And in that sense, Uranus can be very painful over short periods of time, but only if we're holding on to something that we need to be letting go of. And the way I often look at Uranus as the Tower card in the Tarot, And I see the tarot attributed to Mars, quite a bit. But I really see that picture in the tower card of this lightning striking the tower and this a man and woman being sort of expelled from the tower, which is catching fire. And of course, obviously, we can't really see that imagery without flashing back to 9/11, September 11th, 2001. And interestingly enough, in that chart, the moon was in the late degrees of Gemini, opposing the galactic center. And if I remember correctly, I believe we also had Saturn in Gemini in the mutable cross. So, but ultimately, what Uranus is doing in that picture is that it's blasting away, it's blasting us free of being locked up, in these towers that have been constructed for us out of false belief systems, out of the cultural family programming, that convinces us to be try to be somebody that we're not. And there's a modern astrology looks at Uranus as being the higher octave of Mercury. So Mercury would be the personal mind, and Uranus would be the cosmic mind or the divine mind, with Uranus as the modern ruler of Aquarius. And while I think that scheme has its limitations, I also think that there is some very fruitful place for meditation there and for paying attention to what comes to mind this week, because Uranus, it definitely it brings these higher mental energies to play in our life. And Mercury as the egoic mind, the magician in the tarot, is a great servant but a horrible master, as the saying goes. And what Uranus does is it comes in and brings this much more real way of approaching life or seeing life. And the thing is, we can only tune into that possibility of where our soul really wants to go. And that's how I see Uranus, and ultimately how I see this new moon acting, is that this new moon is going to really make us aware of where we have been holding on to programs, to limitations, to faulty beliefs, to ideas and concepts that wall us in and don't allow our true self to come forth. And so if that, if abundance is really about allowing the authentic self to just freely flow forth into life, what Uranus does is it takes away, often, in the blink of an eye, the relationship or the job or the family situation, whatever it is that keeps us from going where our soul wants to go. And so there is a potential for pain there, to the extent that we're holding on. But really, with the outer planet transits, I mean, there are times when the outer planet energies can really hurt, because some of the lessons that we came here to learn are not easy. But this is a pretty tried and true rule in that, as the Buddha supposedly said, everybody's going to have pain, but it's so that's mandatory, but it's optional whether or not you choose to suffer, by choosing to remain attached to your pain and to your thoughts. And it's a pretty tried and true rule for outer planet transits that, they really hurt to the extent that we're holding on to something that is no longer healthy for us. So use this new moon to see where it's time to let go of some old beliefs. And, with Jupiter there in Pisces, it's really supporting us moving into a space of visualizing what is best for you and what is best for those around you and what is best for all of humanity and all of the world. And what Uranus wants to do is it wants you to be exactly who you are and who you were meant to be, and that when you're fully living your authentic self, you're giving everybody else around you the permission to live their authentic selves, and that's when you really start to see life changing. So ultimately, I see this new moon as being very positive and very supportive. And just remembering that at the time of the new moon, it's often easier to become aware of what we are meant to let go of than it is to fully grasp what it is that we're moving into, or the seed of the new that's being planted. So I'd like you to, if you're ready to come along on this little trip back to childhood with me, and please don't listen to this, or don't listen to this part of the podcast while you're driving, or, you know, as the cliche says, operating heavy machinery, or doing anything with dangerous materials, you know, or where you've got somebody that you're watching out for. Just wait till you get to a time where you can put some headphones on and be in a quiet space. You may want to lie down and remove any constrictive articles of clothing. You know, just get into a nice, comfortable position. This will just take a few minutes. A lot of times we think of hypnosis or going into a nice, deep, relaxed state within ourselves as being this long, drawn-out process, but you can really relax anytime you choose to relax, and you choosing to relax more and more often, even if it's just for a few moments in the course of your day, you can see how that has really marvelous effects on how good you feel, how productive you are, and just how easily you can allow life to flow through you. And really getting into that state of abundance by allowing life to flow. So what I'd like to ask you to do now is just become aware of where your body is coming into contact with the chair or the couch or the bed that you are relaxing upon. And you might just allow yourself to imagine that you're sinking just a little bit deeper into that relaxed posture. As you do, just feeling the backs of your legs, where they make contact. Noticing where your hands are. And you can tune into one hand or the other hand. And on the other hand, you can tune into one of your feet as well and notice the flow of energy you can begin to feel in your fingers. Just noticing what it feels like, and that one hand may feel slightly warmer than the other hand. Not forgetting that you can remember the feeling of the backs of your legs and where they make contact with that chair or with that couch. And isn't it curious how you can feel these sensations of energy flowing in your body. And the more you just allow yourself to become aware now of feeling those feelings, and noticing those feelings. When I first learned to meditate, I used to have my consciousness right between my eyes, and I would always know that I was getting to that nice relaxing a little bit deeper now state. When I saw this particular color of violet purple in the space between my eyes, with my eyes closed, and at some point I remember someone telling me in a soft, soothing voice how you could just focus on whatever that color or that feeling that makes you feel more and more relaxed. And as you focus on that feeling, or as you focus on that color that makes you feel more and more relaxed, you could just begin to notice a gentle, sweet feeling of relaxation flowing down through the cells of your eyelids, all the way out into your eyelashes, resting comfortably, maybe wanting to blink once or twice just to settle in and settle down. That's good. Noticing how good you feel relaxing just a little bit deeper. And maybe you can remember a beautiful sunny day. And I don't know if you remember the blue of the sky and the color of the grass. Maybe you remember an orange monarch butterfly with black around its wingtips, little white dots in the black, fluttering through the air. Perhaps you're one of those people who feels deeply the feeling of the sun warm on your skin. And maybe you've been in love once or twice, and if you just allow your wonderful imagination to recall the smell of your loved one's skin, warm from the sun. So many things you can allow yourself to remember now with pleasure. The feeling of being a child of a certain age, and looking around you at the beauty of a sunny day in a place that you love to go or love to be. Feeling the feeling of running, laughing, or bouncing up and down, or maybe riding your bike. And I wonder where your favorite place was to be on a sunny day as a child. Maybe at the beach, splashing, laughing, screaming with joy, getting dirty in the sand, making sandcastles. Or maybe you like to be running in the grass. Do you remember the smell of the grass on a beautiful sunny day? Pick picking dandelions, feeling that dandelion juice squirt down your finger, almost a little bit bitter, make your mouth want to salivate, like tasting a lemon. And that beautiful yellow color of the dandelions and the green of the grass. And I'd just like to invite you now to tune into one of those times as a child when you feel really, really good. And there's something that you really like to do. It may be outside in the sunshine. It may be with your little friends or with a favorite adult. Or maybe it's inside, drawing or coloring or playing your own game. And it doesn't really matter what I think about it. In fact, as you listen to my voice only wants to guide you deeper in a more and more relaxed and relaxing way into this experience that's waiting for you. A beautiful memory of your wonderful self as a child. And as you listen to my voice, you can just allow yourself to hear the soothing quality of my voice. And my words can become your words. Or you can just allow my words to wash over you like background noise of the waves at the beach. Or the wind in the trees. As you just allow yourself to go into your own memory of your own beautiful, innocent spirit. Just reconnecting with that activity that you really loved to do as a child. Noticing how it feels. Noticing that one detail you suddenly remember seeing. Maybe something that you hear somebody saying, or a sound in your house, in your neighborhood, or at the beach that you thought you'd forgotten about, and it can be so pleasant, and you can feel such pleasure at remembering just how optimistic and bubbling with life and full of curiosity you could be in your best moments as a child. And we all have good memories and bad memories. We came here to learn some lessons in this life. But one of the lessons that can really help us on the rest of your journey is just recalling how much you learned and how much you learned to love. Learn to love learning, and how easy it is to learn when learning is playing, and when playing is discovering, and when you find yourself in those states where you're doing it because you love it, not because somebody's making you, or because you should, but because that's what feels fun for you to explore right now. And I'd like to give you just a minute or two to just fully enjoy this memory of you as a child doing what pleases you. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to come back to our current reality. But before I do, I'd like to just invite you to notice if there's something there for you. Maybe a message that you, your little child, has for you that really feels relevant to your adult life. Maybe there's a skill that you have that you'd forgotten about. It feels so good to remember that once you learned how to do this, once you learned how to see life this way, once you knew how to play, how to have adventures, how to use the alchemist's secret tool, the philosopher's stone, the active imagination that came so easily to you as a child. And I don't know what that message for you will be that your child has for you. And maybe you'll see that message in a flash of color later on today or tomorrow that will suddenly trigger a full remembrance of what it is you came here to get back in touch with. Or maybe it'll be in conversation with your spouse or your boss or your neighbor. Even something you read on an email or see on television that reminds you of the fullness of this event. However that works out for you, I'd like you to just take a moment before we wrap up and go there as your adult self now and really give that inner child, that little child, that you who still exploring and playing in timeless space somewhere in the infinite continuum of life. Just thank that child for being there. You may want to make a commitment to that child of just how much you're going to do your best to honor that innocence and that sense of play and adventure and wisdom that still lives inside of you, and you may even feel where that lives inside of you right now. And allow yourself to be curious about even one small way that you could bring that more and more into the world this week and this month and in the times ahead. When you've had a chance to thank your little child, and you may want to embrace that child, whatever it takes to bring a sense of closure, I'd like to invite you to come on back to this reality, the reality of the current moment, another reality, equally valid, some say. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 3, and at the count of 3, I'm going to snap my fingers, and you're welcome to move around and open your eyes, and you may want to write down whatever you learned in visiting with your younger self. 1, beginning to come back to this reality. 2, always do your best. One of the 4 agreements of Don Miguel Ruiz. And 3, and I'm going to let you go. Before I do, just reminding you that it's the beginning of the astrological new year on Saturday. We got a whole lot of energy shifting from Pisces to Aries. So our dreaming days are over for another year. Of course not. We can always dream. But it's time for action. And I think we're going to feel the pace of life pick up big time as we go into the second half of the month. So remember what Edgar Cayce said, align yourself with your highest ideal, and your actions are sure to bear fruit. I hope you found this useful and inspiring. It's such a pleasure to spend time with you. Thank you. Thanks for being here for me, and I hope you like me being here for you. Until next week, this is astrologer DK Brainerd saying, come visit me at www.wordsforthepeople.com. And until next time, may you go with the stars.
I've seen the best minds of my generation refuse to take their medication. Your electroshocks, your chemical pills, ain't gonna cure what ails us. And I've seen the best minds of my generation washing windows.